and men. And I want to make it perfectly clear just what we're doing today.
Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, that was good, Hoss. Mighty good singing.
Sure was.
Thank you.
Exposed. Every feverish moment in the emotional life of the immature.
Yes, you might have noted it. Kicking off another episode at top of the hour with Jimmy Knight sitting in here with you on Lost Discs. Kicking it off there with the Zimbo Trio. And, you know, that's just the kind of energy we wanted to have tonight for kicking things off at top of the show. Right? And someone on the line two here of the phone, we've got Joe Stacks, don't you know?
Hey, good evening, everyone. The whole world is a mystery.
And on the third line out of New England way, it's going to be Doc Brown, they say.
Yeah, that's me there. Kind of reminded me of a gig I did one time at this fancy club down in New Haven, Connecticut.
Huh? Where you were playing on them bongos?
Playing on the bongos, sweet potato, everything.
Mm-hmm. So you don't only just eat the sweet potatoes, you also play them and you also grow them.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so speaking of things that you grow, folks, we're going to be starting off the show tonight. It's May. We're heading directly into summer. We want to kick back, and I got a lot of good vibe music, a lot of songs about sex, a lot of songs about drugs, a lot of songs about the great outdoors, right? That's what we need. But unfortunately, the political climate is just seeping into everything, right? And we're really going to get ourselves into trouble here, guys. Because this first record that I wanted to play to kind of set the tone, you know, it's a cover of a Donovan song, right? And now this is a group called the Crystal Ball. I've got them on the Smash record label out of 1967. Joe, now we've got them covering Donovan's Trans Love Airways. Okay, right? Which it's off of his first album, 1966. Donovan originally did it, right?
Yeah, and wasn't that originally done like under a different name?
Fat Angel.
Trans Love Air.
Yeah, Fat Angel.
That's right.
Fat Angel in parentheses here. So, yeah, all right. So real quick, Joe, what about this group now that's covering it here? I never heard of them before. The Crystal Ball.
Yeah, they remain a mystery to me. It seems like they were just a one-shot on the Smash label back in the days, the same label that brought us, the Swingin' Medallions,
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, it's... whether they were a studio group or just some other group that was cutting a record for Smash and having it released under a different name, I don't know. There's not much to get hold of out there about these guys.
All right. Well, this is the problem now, because as we know, we don't recognize this kind of thing. Last time on the show, we kicked it off with a group called the Trans Sisters. Well, we could get in trouble for that now. You can't just have that happening anywhere, apparently. Not even in your private clubs, folks. Yeah, but it is Trans Love Airways by the Crystal Ball on Lost Discs tonight.
Again, by people such as yourselves who are actively and seriously at work with young people, that this is one of the most critical areas of church work.
Dear Prudence, with a brand new day. Hey, the sun is up, the sky is blue, it's beautiful, and so are you, dear prudence. Won't you come out? Open up your eyes, dear prudence. See the sunny skies. Wind is cold, the birds will sing, but you're August man, I wanna be your
Tech and Big Pharma and big government's quest to control all of humanity, our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, our brainwaves, even remotely causing you to have sex when you have not a desire to do so. Also, this tech is being sold as a benefit, causing you to have sex when you have not a desire to do so.
I love you. Never know how much I care. But when you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, baby, and a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. My eyes light up when you call my name. I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, baby, I'll get a temperature all through the night. Up there. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. I would never use it, just believe in what my lips has to say. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, baby, and a fever all through the night. Nobody but put the bread on the table. Bread. Put the salt in the bread. Salt. She made my life worth living. Woo! And I was eating every word I said. Eat, 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 eat. Nobody but you, baby. Nobody but you, girl. Nobody but you, baby. You my sugar cause. I'll say it one more time. That's all right.
And so, rock and roll fans, at this low, low price, all 24 of these great pornographic records can now be yours. I mean, what Big Daddy means is...
I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charms. Be a heart that won't be broken. The next charm's gonna be a love seat. Sweet words can be so a month and day when our wedding day will be. The fifth charm's gonna be a bar of steel to keep our loving strong. The sixth charm's gonna be a little white dove to make a peace when things go wrong. The seventh charm's gonna be a good luck charm to last our lifetime through. String them on a bracelet and a 1, 2, 3, they will bring my love to you. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charms. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charms. Love charms, ooh, love charms, ooh.
Yeah, Diane Maxwell. Okay, right there off the Challenge label, 1958. Okay, and sounding pretty sophisticated there, but she was like a teenager. Okay, and a non-charting B-side there, Love Charms from Diane Maxwell. All right, that's the kind of sort of a groove we're trying to lay down or lay down in. I don't know. Because before that, man, it was James Cotton. It was the James Cotton Blues Band. Right? Okay, only this is like a little later day, right? The blues legend, Chicago blues legend, James Cotton. They're out of 1975, though, on the Buddha label, of course, his cover of Fever. Before that, it was... now, look, Joe, you're going to be happy about this. Before that, it was Bamboo. Yeah, right?
Well, I'm smiling. I am definitely smiling about that.
Man, on the Elektra label... Yeah, we got an original pressing out of 1969, and it was giving us August Man. Wanna be your August Man, right? All right, there, we'll come back. Let's come back to that. Let's keep moving. We'll come on back to some of these and fill some people in of why we're so excited about Bamboo. There, Joe. And now, look, it was Catfish. Okay, there's a group called Catfish with a K. On the Big Tree label out of 1975 with they're covering the Beatles there with Dear Prudence. I don't know how y'all felt about that one. I have mixed feelings on that rendition there. And yes, we kicked it off with some no-name studio guys called the Crystal Ball, 1967 with Trans Love Airways, and that's it, man. There's officially an investigation opening, I'm sure. The fact that we keep playing these Trans Love and Transistor Records. What?
I'd like to transition to another topic.
Oh! Wow! Woo! Well, let's talk about some of these records we heard here. Okay, because now, Joe, let's backtrack there to Catfish. I couldn't find anything on this. What do you think?
Man, there's not a lot to be found. I was kind of digging around and bouncing around the internet. You know, I did turn up a Dear Prudence on YouTube and did get to preview it there. According to the notes on the person posting it on YouTube, like back in 2010, supposedly they were from Lewiston, Maine in the 70s.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. A Mainer group. I like that. That doesn't come up all that often. That's okay. Well, let's just go with that there. And then now, okay, so... Bamboo, guy named Dave Ray, folky guitar guy. What else can you tell us?
You may have heard of him. He was part of the trio of Kerner, Ray, and Glover.
Yes.
With Spider John Kerner and Tony Glover, yeah. in the 60s. Yeah.
Elektra, by the way.
And yeah, I guess eventually he went solo. He put together a combo called Bamboo. And then I think that, and then back to being solo.
Hey, I don't know. I was digging it. That's all I want to say. Okay, so there you go. That's the first damn set, folks. Real quick, let's check. Hey, let's check the email over here, because of course we did hear in from good old Bill Woods pre-show, wherever he's at. One of our loyal listeners from long time, Diana and Wayne down in Mare Lane. Glad to have us back for springtime. You bet, guys. Thanks for checking in. Oh boy, yes, yes, yes. Well, yes, I'm glad. He's glad. He's glad that we're back to distract everybody from the weird, wild, disturbing, and dark world that we live in now, he says. Okay, and who else? Nobody else. Oh, good old, oh, wow, good old who? What's his name? Yeah, Dr. Bob Dabalina out there was digging that group Catfish covering Dear Prudence. He specifically emailed in to say, what the hey was that? I'm grooving on it. Okay, well, there you go. Doc, how do you feel?
Well, he's grooving on it. I was grooving on it, but I had the same reaction. I just wasn't sure. Do I like this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's keep it moving then, Joe. We got a lot of music to go tonight. And this next one is a little bit of a pivot, because it's by a group named Brinsley Schwartz, which really I know about because you put them on my radar way back in our college days, buddy.
Oh, man, that long ago?
Hell yeah. Jeez. Hell you did.
Well, heck. And I owe you for that copy of Silver Pistol still. You're dropping that off in my workplace back when.
Right. Silver Pistol being what? Like one of their third album or something?
Yeah, third album.
So now this one tonight I'm playing is off of their second album. And I don't know. It's like a real. Now these guys are British, right? Give us the quick
yes,
lowdown.
Yes,
on,
indeed.
Go ahead.
Growing out of a pop group called Kippington Lodge, they went to a more kind of hippie bandish sound under the name Brinsley Schwartz, which is the name of their lead guitar player, bass player, singer, and primary songwriter is a guy named Nick Lowe, who would go on to some success. And yeah, I mean, they stuck around into the mid-70s, helped found the pub rock thing, but they never really broke out. Part of that was due to their management hyped them real hard, and they kind of flopped when they couldn't live up to the hype. It was the Bosstown sound all over again.
Whoa, careful now. Careful. All right, so, okay, great. Let's do it. This is a tune called Starship. And
nice.
Well, you'd swear these guys was American country if you didn't know any better from Joe Stax.
Darling, I know you must believe me before I go out of my mind. You can stay on your starship, baby, but don't be unkind. We belong to one another, but you're only halfway there. I can promise you anything, but you just wouldn't care. Baby, I love you, I swear that I do. That's why I'm hesitating to become. It's all over you. It's a well-worn explanation, and one that I know so well. I really do want to believe, babe, but now I just cannot tell. But even so, you must have known that I was only fooling and ruling
take it easy for a little while longer. Let me open your heart to me. I gotta find some way to reach you. Is it so
Lost Discs.
What's the matter with you? You call this fun?
This is Lost Discs food.
No, seriously.
Sol.
I'm not that naive.
Really getting to those, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a marvelous way to get your heart started in the morning. I say if you can't get stoned by 12 o'clock, there's no point in getting up. Huh?
Reading papers in the sun. My eyes begin to hurt. And the words have just begun when they disappear into the wind. I could never understand. I didn't listen. I'm too busy watching grass moving to the rhythm of the waves. Footsteps from passers-by, shouts from the tennis courts, radios blaring through the open window. There are questions I should ask, but I don't bother. Leave them to somebody else. I'd rather watch the flies at play.
How weird is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the Rising Suns. Hey, man, Taj Mahal, Rai Cooter, and the rest. Right. Okay, back in, what, like 1966 action, a lot of unreleased stuff at the time. If you can believe, what a pity, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they cut enough for a whole album and only got a single on Columbia.
Yeah. Now, of course, that stuff has since come out, but not until like the late 90s or something. But
anyway, oh, yeah.
Anyway, there was 11th Street Crossing from Rising Suns. And yes, Taj Mahal, man, speaking of great blues guys, by the way, one of Chesty's all-time faves. Okay, it was Taj Mahal. So, man, we got to get him on the Chesty Tribute Show, which, yes, is going to happen probably as one of our summer super spectacular specials, right? That the boss man over at rockandradio.com always insists that we do a special theme show in the summer. Well, it sounds like Chesty is on our minds still, folks. So that's what I'm looking forward to. All right. Anyway, so before that thing with the Rising Suns, it was a guitar duo instrumental, a little thing called Tick-Tockative. Right, Tick-Tockative, and that's Burt Jansch and John Renborn on guitars there, Joe, right? British, Scottish guy there?
Yeah, and killer guitar players. This was, I had to double check on the timeline here, but this is actually before they started up Pentangle.
Yeah, I have 1968 on the cut that I played. So
okay,
yeah,
that works.
It's on the Vanguard label. It's off an album called Stepping Stones.
It released in the UK on Transatlantic as Burt and John.
Okay.
Joe, you said trans.
What did he do? What?
Transatlantic, everybody.
Wow. Seriously, guys, watch it. I mean, God. All right. So anyways, and okay, so speaking of acoustic guitar types, we had Friday Brown. Doc, are you paying attention?
Yeah, it's my great-great uncle.
Friday Brown, this female singer from the UK. Good save, Doc. Also out of 1968, came out, it's the only single she had released in the United States on RCA, a little thing called Outdoor Seminar. Aha. Good old Friday. Now, come on, Joe, Friday Brown, that's not her real name, right? Did you sleuth anything on this?
Yeah. She was born Marion Stockley, started singing with a local band, made some connections, you know, moved through a couple other groups, worked with Graham Gouldman, future, well, guy who wrote for the Yardbirds, among others. He wrote her first single. And then, you know, she went on to for like 20 years into the 80s, she was mostly in the UK, you know, releasing the occasional record here and there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, when I'm out record hunting and I see something by someone named Friday Brown, I mean, come on. Why do I get out of bed in the morning? It's crap like that, man. All right. So anyways, and then these visitors. Wow. Okay. Right. So right before that, we had a group called These Visitors on the Capitol label. All right. Now, the song was called For Mary's Sake. And yes, it was about Mary Jane. And this was These Visitors. They were like a family group, weren't they, Joe?
Yeah. Three brothers and a sister.
Ah.
And a drummer. And yeah, starting out of Indiana, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, great little pop psych number there, man, from These Visitors. All right, and yeah, we kicked it off with Brinsley Schwartz. Man, okay, so, all right, so we really got to keep things moving. Wow, somebody just did some time traveling there. I don't know what that sound was. That was pretty cool.
Pardon me.
Huh?
Pardon me.
Yes. Next time, excuse yourself to the restroom, please, Doc. All right. Now, Joe, they're very exciting. We've got this group, and boy, a group called the Poppies. And man, what a power pop Beatlesque mini masterpiece this is, but I can't tell if these guys are American, British, or where's it, Joe? The Poppies. Did you find out something?
Okay. These guys just fall in between everything. The 60s and like the power pop sounds of the 70s and the later new wave. They started out in New York. What was the year? It was like 71, 72. And they broke up before the whole new wave thing would have kicked off, and they would have just fit right in.
Yeah.
I mean, that one track, I mean, you hipped me up to some stuff. What? And just, wow.
Well, here it comes, man. Now, believe it or not, this is out of 1975, folks. A little thing called If She Cries.
If she cries.
I don't believe a word you've been saying all evening.
Sitting with a crowd around me, why do I feel lonely? People talking loud around me, why do I feel lonely? I can go to congregations, feel neglected by the nation. I can get my fill of rations, still I'm feeling lonely. Time in good time, oh, I feel some better. Time in good time, oh, I will forget her. Yeah. I'm not one to start complaining, why am I so sour? I'm not losing ground, I'm gaining, why am I so sour? Everything is going my way, traffic's moving on the highway. Don't mind eating fish on Friday, still I'm feeling sour. Time in good time, oh, I feel some better. Time in good time, oh, I will forget her.
Now it doesn't matter what I'm playing,
why do I get shaky?
Doesn't matter what I'm saying,
why do I get shaky?
Cannot figure why I'm bitter, folks call me a real go-getter. I ain't never been no quitter,
still I'm feeling shaky. Time in good time, oh, I feel some better. Time in
in good time, boy, I will forget her. Time, time in good time, boy, I feel some better. Time, time in good time, boy, I will forget her.
Yourself, is this your thought? Most often, it's really not.
And to fewer, those who remain are bound to mature.
Ezra Mohawk. Yeah, the Out of Sight Sounds of Ezra Mohawk. Right off the Reprise label tonight with a little thing called Spiral. You know? Because in order to meet in the middle, right? East side bends, Doc. I'm just saying. Yeah. All right, so now look, before that, we're running out of time here real quick on the show tonight, man. But before that, it was the New Zealand Trading Company. Yeah, out of 1970, man, with Jam and Antifreeze. Bo Brummels was in there with In Good Time. In Good Time. Now, the 1965, man, I picked up a copy of the mono pressing, clean, beautiful, mint kind of looking copy, and ripped it from it. It's the best sounding copy I've ever heard of that song so far, I'm just saying. The Poppies kicked off that set with If She Cries on the Bomp label out of 1975. Sheesh. Joe, real quick, anything you want to say about Ezra Mohawk, who we heard there from that? That's the last song we just heard there called Spiral.
Wow. There's just not a lot of time, but Sandra Hurvitz from Philadelphia originally. That's right. Started working as a songwriter, working for Shadow Morton. Her cuts were recorded by the Shangri-Las, Vanilla Fudge, connected with Frank Zappa, briefly performed with the Mothers, and then eventually got a solo gig under the name Ezra Mohawk. And just because she was married to Frazier Mohawk, producer.
Wow. All right, man. Anyway, I ran into that LP a couple years ago, man. Blown away. Just saying. Check out, if you care, a little Ezra Mohawk action. All right, folks. We got to go. You know what? You got to get over to rockinradio.com. Rockinradio.com. Hear the boss man, Randy Tibbins, in the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. With all of his soul records, man. What a collection, this guy. Of course, not to be outdone, though, it's the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips, right in there with man, you always learn something listening to these guys' shows, especially Brian's show. And Deep Album Tracks with Mark Brainerd, and they carry us over there, unless you want to be at our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. All right, so good night, Doc, and thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you for behaving yourself.
I try.
Good night, Joe. Thanks, man.
Good night.
Good night, Weasley Steve, I guess. Good night, Chesty. More chick picks to come, folks, in future episodes. Good night, Chesty.